A little idle chatter about the people that we know. And though it doesn't matter, is there a different way of saying hello?
You're listening to a special highlight clip from an episode of The View, brought to you by the Church of the Larger Fellowship. To listen to the full podcast, go to questformeaning.org/VUU or browse the episodes in your podcast app.
So Keith, I'm hearing you talk a lot about what makes really good healthy searches is doing the work to be able to be honest with one another about what our shortcomings are, what our strengths are, where we want to go. And I'm wondering if you could give some advice to ministers and congregations both who are not in search now about what makes a good, healthy, lasting relationship. What would it be?
I mean, first and foremost, is there trust involved? Is there good communication? One of the things I see congregations do, you know, during the search process, they stop and take stock of where they are and what they're doing and take a look at what kind of ministry they want. And then what happens so often in a settled ministry is they stop doing any kind of evaluation. Or if they want to do an evaluation, they only want to evaluate the minister as opposed to the ministry of the church. I think it's really important that congregation take some time and have conversations with each other, which, by the way, are far more useful than surveys, but have conversations with each other about, you know, what is working well, what isn't, and you know, where do they need to adjust? What do they need to look at now that they hadn't looked at before? You know, one of my favorite evaluations is three questions. And the question is, what do you want more of? What do you want less of? And what do you want to stay the same? And those are great three questions to spur some conversation about, you know, what needs to happen. I was working with a congregation looking for a developmental minister this year, and they were talking about, this actually was before the election, but I was talking to them about social justice, and they were kind of saying, we don't know exactly what we need to be doing in social justice. And I simply asked the question, okay, what does the city you're in actually need over the next 5 to 10 years? And they pretty much came up with a social justice plan in about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, that seems like the kind of work that all of our congregations should be doing, and not just the ones that are in search.
Really, Michael? Really? I can't imagine. You know, there is a bit of a Rip Van Winkle hope for most of our congregations that when they get a settled minister, they're kind of done. And I really think one of the changes that we're going to see in this century in particular is that it's going to be harder and harder to go to a place where you are done. That change is going to be so constant and inevitable that we're going to have to be on our toes in terms of how do we both nurture people and make a difference in the world. And that's certainly what the next generation of folks want from a congregation. They want to be a place where they will be nurtured and supported and where they can make a difference.
You know, it's heartening to me. I just met with a small group of people yesterday here in Bismarck who wanted to talk to me about committee on ministry. And I was like, okay. But I think Mid-America or somebody rewrote this. So it's really committee on ministries. You know, what is the mission? How's it going? That was just so much more exciting to me than what I thought we were going to talk about, which was how do we evaluate the minister, which is what it comes down to. And I thought that's actually a great way to think about it. Because, you know, Keith, I was happy to hear you say, I said it all starts with trust. And right now this congregation appears to an outsider to have a lot of it. And whatever you do, start with the fun and the trust and keep that central to the mission. And don't get obsessed with this 20-point document that you have and how you're going to implement it. You know, like let the board be obsessive if somebody's going to. But anyway, I was excited by that whole notion of committee on ministries.
Well, you know, I think that's really important to see this as a joint effort. When we talk to congregations about developmental ministry, it's not so much what the developmental minister will do for you. It's what you can do with the help of a developmental minister. And you're talking about the trust is so important because last year, and I'll do this again, for every minister who was settled, as part of the congratulations note that I sent out to them, I sent them a link to Brené Brown's video on the anatomy of trust, because that seems to determine how quickly things need to happen and what a person can do as a minister with a particular congregation. We also showed it to all the interim ministers. I mean, it's just critical.